This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli forces order Palestinians to be on the move again in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians for much of Khan Yunis in Gaza, a sign that troops are likely to launch a new ground assault into the Gaza Strip's second largest city. The order suggests the city will be the latest target of Israel's raids into parts of Gaza it had previously invaded in the war, as it pursues regrouping Hamas militants. Much of Khan Yunis was destroyed in a long assault earlier this year, but large numbers of Palestinians have moved back to escape another Israeli offensive in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from multiple suicide bombings in the northeastern Nigerian town of Gwoza over the weekend has risen to 32, the country's vice president said Monday. He visited victims at a nearby hospital.
The house of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu is with the victims, and he specifically instructed us to come and offer our condolences and commiserations to the victims of this incident.
Saturday's attacks involving female suicide bombers targeting a wedding, a hospital, and a funeral was one of the worst in northeast Nigeria in years. Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a monstrous Category 5 storm on a path that would take it near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands after making landfall in the southeast Caribbean and killing at least two people. A hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica and a hurricane watch for Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's attorneys want to leverage the recent Supreme Court ruling to negate his conviction in New York. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The letter to Judge Juan Marchan seeks permission to file a motion and asks him to delay Trump's July 11th sentencing while he weighs how the high court's decision could influence the New York case. Trump's lawyers argue that the Supreme Court confirmed their position that some evidence, like Trump's social media posts about Michael Cohen, should have been precluded because they constituted official presidential acts. Last year, a U.S. federal judge denied Trump's bid to move the trial, ruling that the evidence suggests the allegations of falsifying business records pertain to Trump's personal life and do not, quote, reflect in any way the color of the president's official duties, unquote. Monday's Supreme Court ruling delays Trump's election interference trial in Washington and all but rules out a trial before the election. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is in Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. It is his first visit to the country since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Orban is known as Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest ally in the European Union and has routinely blocked, delayed, or watered down EU efforts to extend assistance to Ukraine. The visit comes one day after Hungary took over the six-month rotating presidency of the European Union, a position that has little real power, but can be used to set the tone of the bloc's agenda. A car hit pedestrians near Seoul City Hall on Monday, killing nine people and injuring at least four. Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters reports.
Local broadcaster YTN-TV said that the car rammed into pedestrians standing on the crosswalk after hitting two other cars. Witness Park Sung-il described what they saw.
Even though people collapsed, the person in the passenger seat was only concerned about the driver and mentioned that there were clothes in the trunk. If only they'd used them to apply pressure quickly to those hit by the car, at least one person could have been saved.
A police officer was administering CPR to a person on the ground at the site of the accident, according to a video given to Reuters by a witness.
Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters. Inflation is on the way down in Europe, and that's good news, but not good enough for the European Central Bank to cut interest rates just yet. The figure released Tuesday of 2.5% for June was down a bit from the month before. That's well down from the peak in double digits. But it just shows how consumer price increases are stuck above 2%, and that's where the ECB wants inflation to land. The central bank's president made clear in a speech that it will take time to make sure inflation is headed down for good. The bank has made one rate cut to help the economy grow, but analysts say that more cuts are off the table, at least until the bank's September meeting. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.